You started out as an actress, and I understand you've got something of a theatre background. How is performing music as yourself different from performing with the safety net of a character?
It's exactly that. It does feel kind of like a safety net, or perhaps wearing a mask as an actor, which can be really wonderful in terms of being able to express an authenticity, but at the same time, yeah, having a safety net or feeling kind of a little bit safe. And then when I started performing my own music, I didn't expect it, but it was actually quite confronting because, of course, they were my own stories and my own personal stories. And I feel quite confident about that now, but definitely it's taken me a few years to feel comfortable in, I suppose, sharing myself in a more exposed way.
Is it different from sort of sharing yourself in the comfort of a studio compared to sharing yourself, well, in front of an audience, in front of others?
Yeah, I mean, the studio, are you talking about you weren't recording a song, for example?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess that process, and it's the same with as an actor, you know, in the rehearsal room, that process can be quite intimate because, you know, you have to allow yourself to make mistakes and things like that and to try things out. And so that's really important to kind of be free in that, for it to be like a safe space. But then I think performance, for me anyway, is something quite different where, you know, by that time you are performing, you have a good idea of what you're doing. And it's more of then, for me, it's about then the act of storytelling, which that is a crossover between my work as an actor and then my work as a musician. But they express themselves in different ways because of that reason, that one is perhaps me in the guise of someone else, and then this is, you know, with my music, it's just me, which it's been really fun to explore that over the years.
It's interesting when you mentioned storytelling there. I understand your bio lists both musical and literary influences. Which side influences your songwriting more?
I think, you know, for me, I actually don't, like, I don't really keep up to date with a lot of music that's going on. I mean, I have the music that, like, inspires me and artists that I love, but in terms of songwriting, I don't really look to other songs to write music. I think because I've come from, yeah, an acting background, that the story is really, really important to me. And when I first started writing music, I really, really lent heavily on looking to classic tales and stories that I knew, or plays or books, or even paintings and the stories behind paintings to inspire me, because I think that was a good blueprint for me as a new songwriter. I've definitely kind of gone away from that a little bit the more I start to discover what it is to, you know, write rap verse or to be more free and maybe a little bit more irreverent. But yeah, definitely I think what is great about telling a story is that, for me, then you can really get to kind of the crux of a human experience, which I think is, it doesn't matter, like, whatever medium you're in, I think that's the reason why we need art, is so we can see ourselves in some way. And so I think striving for a kind of reflection of humanity and an authenticity there, it's bound to reach someone somewhere.
Actually, that leads rather nicely into my next thought, because you first landed on people's radar with the with Women's World.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't worry, I'm not going to ask you what it's like being a woman in the music industry, but in terms of those reflections that you talk about, in terms of people finding those stories, how important is representation for you in the Australian music industry?
It's really important, and I guess I take it quite seriously for a few reasons. One being that I didn't really have a lot of people to look up to just as a young person, that I, you know, that in terms of, you know, people who look like me or people my experience, who had my experience. I think that's changed a lot now, which is incredible. And I know now, the more I get more of a public voice, or even, you know, doing an interview like this, it's another chance for me to, you know, speak truthfully about myself, and then that can have a really good response in someone who perhaps is looking to see themselves. And I think we do naturally, like, I think that I because it wasn't really in the Australian landscape, I was really looking to you know, perhaps maybe more like African American artists or things like that. But ultimately, that's not my culture. And so I guess I do feel like it's a beautiful responsibility for me to take that on. And I get like amazing letters and things like that and messages from people around, you know, either, yeah, I guess it's just around expression and maybe things that I've spoken of, like from a feminist perspective or politically. And I can tell that it really means something to people. And so that's definitely a real, yeah, I really take that on. It's such a privilege to have time and a place to a platform to speak about something. So I kind of think, you know, if you've got that opportunity, do something with it.
And in terms of diversifying your own form, as you mentioned before, I mean, your latest single, Buckle Up, released last month, you're singing the chorus, you're rapping the verses, as you've done in many of your songs. But in terms of the approach you're actually taking, is there one you enjoy more, or are you still sort of discovering different ways around that?
Yeah, well, I definitely started as a singer, and now I'm a rapper, and I'm really enjoying it. I mean, I've just had lots of encouragement from my label. I sent in some demos years ago, and I was rapping more on it, I think not really consciously trying to make that move into rap. But, yeah, that when I started to realize, oh, like, I really enjoy this, and also I think I'm good at it, and I can get better, and all of those things. So I'm really, really enjoying that at the moment, being able to express myself in that way, because there's something about rap that is, I mean, I can be quite a serious and intellectual person, and you can choose for it to be that way when you're writing rap. But at the same time, for me, like, a huge part of rap is, like, and hip-hop is about wordplay, and how you can be kind of clever with that and also free and make up words, and, you know, that there's not really, there are less rules, it seems, for me. So I'm really enjoying exploring that, and that's kind of what I'm doing. The record I'm writing at the moment is really exploring that. But I really love to sing, so I'm kind of always, like, pop in little bits here and there to just satisfy my old self.
Well, looking forward to hearing more from the record you just mentioned. Would love to speak to you again in the future. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.